Kamala Harris held a big rally in Georgia yesterday where she debuted a new accent, hoping to appeal to the Southern black voters and guess at the audience in even more outrageous ways than usual. And here's how that event started.
I am so honored to be introducing the next President of the United States of America, Vice President Kamala Harris.
This is not a meme, by the way. This is the actual video. This is how well organized her events are.
Just a second.
Okay, you get the point. Once the childless cat lady, who is an Indian and raised in Canada, finished her box of wine and made it out on stage, she did her best to sound like she was born and raised in Georgia, too.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Then the gaslighting went supernova as Camelface pretended to be the candidate who is going to secure the southern border.
Donald Trump, on the other hand, has been talking a big game about securing our border.
Well, he did his best, but then you may recall the Democrats blocked all of the funding for the wall. And then when he found a loophole that he thought would work, then they sued in order to close that as well. And then numerous Democrat candidates who were running for president in 2020 literally campaigned on tearing the border wall down.
You know, would you take the wall down now here?
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
Knock it down.
I'd take the wall down.
And do you think if there's a referendum here in this city, that would pass?
I do.
But that was then, and this is now.
But he does not walk the walk. Or as my friend Quavo would say.
There comes that southern accent again from the Canadian Indian lady.
He does not walk it like he talks it.
Now, I don't pay attention to noise pollution as a supposed genre of music, so I did some research on this Quavo character that she plugged, and of course, he is a local rapper from Georgia. Then, in further attempts to try to win over the black vote, they brought out a rapper named Megan Thee Stallion to twerk and grunt.
Hey! 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 Yeah.
You thought I was joking. That's basically what rap music is. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the gaslighting continued to get even more absurd.
So here is my pledge to you. As president, I will bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump killed, and I will sign it into law.
The bill that mandated that 3,000 illegal criminal invaders be allowed to come in every single day, and then it would be capped once 3,000 came in. So just about 100,000 coming in every month instead of 200,000. That's the Democrats' plan. That's why Republicans rejected it.
And show Donald Trump what real leadership looks like.
Yeah, sister. You go, girl. And since the invasion through the southern border of 8 million illegal aliens over the last 3.5 years under the Biden-Harris administration is one of the top concerns of normal Americans, and Kamala Harris was tasked with pretending to work on that crisis in order to stem the invasion, the flow of the migrants, now the media is working overtime to try to gaslight the American people into believing that she never had anything to do with overseeing the border whatsoever.
Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans
Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Literally everything about this woman, her past, her policies, her plans are fake and fraudulent. Like this staged call from the Obamas when she just so happened to be mic'd up and had a camera standing by to receive the call of their endorsement.
Kamala.
Hi.
Hey there.
Oh, hi, you're both together. Oh, it's good to hear you both.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala,
It just so happens to be on speakerphone so that the microphone could pick up the conversation perfectly.
I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me.
The reason this took so long is because the Obamas were in the faction within the power struggle in the Democrat Party that wanted old Joe and Kamala gone. Again, that's why the initial letter that was posted by Joe Staff that had his signature forged on his Twitter account announcing that he was ending, or they were ending his reelection campaign for him, didn't endorse Kamala Harris, which was very, very bizarre. And then 30 minutes later, the other faction, the pro-Kamala faction, which also had access to his Twitter account, then posted a message from old Joe saying that he endorsed her, which then pretty much put an end to the other faction's hopes of getting rid of her, because that would have caused so much division within the Democrat Party that they pretty much had to back off at that point. And if you missed my video from yesterday, you definitely have to check it out, because you have to see the White Women for Kamala Zoom conference and the White Dudes for Kamala Zoom conference. But there was also a Women for Kamala Zoom, different than the White Women for Kamala Zoom conference. And this is a small sample of that call.
Good evening, folks. My name is Charlotte Clymer. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a writer and activist, and I am so excited to be part of this historic gathering of women across the country. Now, look, I'm not gonna
subject my audience to any more of you. But speaking of pronouns, Donald Trump was asked about them yesterday by Laura Ingraham on Fox News.
Kamala Harris in her Twitter bio, which I never noticed until this morning.
Because you're so out of touch. Us normal independent news analysts that don't just read teleprompters prepared by others had pointed this out many years ago, 4 years ago.
States her pronouns as she slash her. What are your pronouns?
I don't want pronouns.
You're fluid? What is that?
Nobody even knows what that means. Ask her to describe exactly what that means.
What is that? Why are people
Nobody
doing
knows.
That?
And there's another Trump in the news this week. Fred Trump III, who was Donald Trump's estranged nephew, who just wrote a book trying to cash in on complaining about Donald Trump. And he is, because Democrats aren't that dumb. And it debuted at number 4 on Amazon.com yesterday.
And within every family, people know this. Families are complicated. Every family has their crazy uncle. My uncle Donald is atomic crazy.
I'm sorry, clown, but he is actually atomic awesome. And so is my new Fight for Trump shirt, which you should order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. And now it's available not just in a t-shirt, but also a tank top for the summer and a long sleeve and a hoodie. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.